live in faith because of three facts that are stated in this passage. The three things should cement you in your faith and allow you to face any situation in life. Doesn't mean we won't be sorrowful. Doesn't mean that we won't question. But it means it gives you an anchor point to go back to. The three facts we will study this morning center on Christ. Isn't it interesting as I listened to those hymns we sang this morning, everything connected to Christ. That's our hope. That's the certainty of our faith. So the first thing I want you to notice is written in verse 26 is that Christ has appeared. Christ has appeared. It says, but as it is, he appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Why is that so important for us? As the writer of Hebrews has been writing all along, saying that Christ has taken care of everything that went before. There's nothing else to be done. There's now a certainty and an assuredness to our faith. Why is it important that Christ has appeared? We're getting ready to enter the Christmas season. You'll be singing and rejoicing in the fact that Christ came. It's important because it reveals God's love for us that Christ came. See, you really can trace this all the way back to Genesis. In the early chapters, where God had created all things perfectly and Adam and Eve sinned, and thus were separated from God, and sin enters the world that not only disrupts and keeps us from having a relationship with God, but it affected our world. There's now disease and death and tribulation and sorrow and all these things that were never present when God originally created the world. God, in His love for us, as John 3:16 says, so loved the world that He sent Christ that we would no longer have to fear death, but we could be reunited with Him for eternity. Christ has appeared, and His first appearance was to deal with our sin. Reunite us with God. It's this wonderful picture if you put the pieces in place like a jigsaw puzzle that starts to form a picture of how much God loves you and me. That He would take action before we were even born to make it possible for us to know His love for us. Christ didn't come to deny sin. He did not come to soften the penalty of sin. He did not come to redefine sin. He did not come to call it a mistake. He did not appear to speak of it as some kind of an error. He came to put sin away, to take care of it. And that, my friends, gives us certainty of faith. The gospel shows us God's love for us and you and I, and His trustworthiness, therefore, for all of life. And that when we go through difficult times that we can't put the pieces together to understand ourselves, we can trust God. The Scripture says that Christ came to justify us, to free us from the guilt and the penalty of sin. And now we can be declared right with God. Colossians 1:13 and 14 says that He's delivered us from the dominion of darkness, transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. He justified us. He declared us righteous. And at the moment we were cleansed of guilt, we were forgiven of our sin. And the penalty of eternal death is gone, and we're born again into a living hope. Freed from condemnation, eternally safe in Christ. Therefore, we have certainty of our faith. Christ's first appearance was to justify us and free us from the penalty and the effects of the sinful world that we live in. Verse 27 says that it's appointed for man to die once and then judgment. We have hope through Christ that we need not fear death. We need not question what comes next. Because God has said Christ came and dealt with sin once for all, and that those who have placed their faith in Him will be assured of eternity with Him. There's no greater comfort that I could share with you this morning than that. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we could be declared the righteousness of God. You can live in faith because of Christ's first appearance. Your sin can be forgiven, removed, and you can be certain of a relationship with God for eternity. And so as you mourn the loss of Blair, you can rejoice because you know Blair gets to experience the reality face to face now because Christ has appeared. Second thing that I think brings hope as I study this passage and as I think through it in my times of struggle sometimes is found in verse 24, and it's this: Christ now appears. Christ now appears. The second reason we have certainty of our faith, which gives us hope in Christ, is He now currently appears. Well, where? It says in heaven itself, in the presence of God, on your behalf and my behalf, not to offer Himself repeatedly for our sin, but before God on your and my behalf. You can have assurance of faith now because Christ appears to God on our behalf. It says, when the work of Christ was finished, chapter 10, verse 12 says, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sin, He sat down at the right hand of God. And He sits there and He intervenes for you and I. There's an advocacy of Christ in heaven on our behalf. His presence there brings believers into the presence of God continually. And so why is this helpful for us? Because He brings your pain, your sorrow, your sadness before God. And not only does He bring them there, He prays for you. Now think about that for a moment. Jesus Christ seated at the right hand of God praying for you this morning. I kind of got a feeling that I must keep Him busy all the time, because I have lots of stuff that He has to pray for me about, I'm sure. And so, this morning, God is fully aware of our pain, our struggles, our needs, our hurts, and all those things, because Christ is at the right hand of the Father intervening on our behalf. Here's what Jesus is doing now, if you've ever wondered, while He's in heaven. Let me give you three things. First, He secures our acceptance before God. 1 Timothy 2:5 says there's one mediator before man and God, it's Christ Jesus. He secures it. We need not fear. Second, He intercedes for us in prayer. Hebrews 7:25 says this: consequently, He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Right now, Jesus is praying for us and with us as we go through this time. You have certainty of faith because not only has Jesus saved you by appearing once, but now He intercedes for you to God. And the third thing He does, He intercedes for us when we are weak or when we're tempted in life. Hebrews 4:15-16 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace in help in time of need. Jesus, when you think of His life, walked the earth and experienced the death of loved ones. He experienced disease and famine and all the things that broke His heart. And now as Jesus sits beside the Father and prays for us and intervenes for us, He knows how to share the pain and the struggles you're feeling. Because He's been there. It's happened to Him. Romans 8, 31 through 34 is a great reminder for us. It says, if God is for us, who could ever be against us? Because Christ now is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. Friends, that gives us certainty of faith and gives us hope. We live in faith knowing we have Jesus interceding for us. And the days ahead, when we don't know what the days ahead bring. Third thing this morning that I believe gives us certainty of faith that leads to hope is that in verse 28 it says Christ will appear. So Christ has appeared to deal with sin, to put it away, finally to take care of it. Nothing else to be done. Christ now appears on our behalf with God the Father, and then the text says Christ will appear. The next event we await is the expected return of Christ, not to deal with sin. Christ has already fulfilled that. But He returns for those who are saved. Romans 8:22 gives us a picture of even creation groaning, awaiting the return of Christ because of the effects of sin. And so when Christ comes back, it'll be the final step in putting everything back into place the way God intended it originally. Kind of a final salvation, glorification, if you will, freedom from sin's presence forever. Could there be a better thing? I try sometimes to even think of that, and it's too mind-blowing for me because every single thing I see and experience is polluted and corrupted by sin. And so I don't even know how to get my mind wrapped around what it will be like, but I can't wait, amen? No more sin, no more disease, no more death, no more pain, no more struggles, just us with Christ for eternity. I want you to listen to what Matthew chapter 24 says about this. Jesus says this about His next coming. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give light, and the saints will fall from heaven, or these stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear the heaven, the sign of the Son of Man, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and glory. And He will send out His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather His elect from the four winds, one end of heaven to the other. But concerning that day and hour, verse 36, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. We await. We don't know when, but we await. And God is the only one. So we're not supposed to spend a lot of time trying to figure all this out, but just looking forward with expectancy to see our hope fulfilled. Two things. First, Christ is coming back at a time known only to God. Second, Christ will literally, physically, and bodily appear. It won't be something that nobody knows about. One day, everything is restored permanently. God restores this broken world that is corrupted and removes sin forever. And everything looks different. The effects of sin removed. No more disease, no more pain, no more death. And you and I get to spend eternity with God in bodies that are incorruptible. You see, when you start to put the puzzle pieces together, it paints a pretty nice picture. Amen? In the midst of pain and sorrow and questions about why did these things happen, if you don't move over to the picture that you can begin to see, we can be pretty discouraged. But when I read the Scriptures and I see that Christ has appeared, He now appears, and He will appear again, I have certainty of faith and great hope. Is that true of you this morning? We spend eternity with loved ones who have been with God before we get there. those who went on before us. Maybe can show us the ropes a little bit when we get there. We get to experience a sinless life in a world with God forever and ever and ever. That's a certainty of our faith. So this morning, I pray as I thought through what I would share with you, that this has brought encouragement to you, that it's refocused you, maybe realigned you, or as the example I used at the first, helped you put some pieces in place so the picture looks right and you begin to understand it. Romans 15:13 says this, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Let's pray together. Now, Father, this morning, we're grateful to you for your love for us that you so richly gave to us. The gospel helps us understand that things are not the way they're supposed to be, but in your boundless love, you took action to send Christ the first time so that we may not fear death, but be assured. And then the fact that now, Jesus, you appear on our behalf and pray for us. You think of the times in our life when we hurt and the words don't even come. You pray for us. And you intercede for us. What a great comfort. And then we want to move our hearts to this understanding that this world, because of the effects of sin, and that all that we know are not what they will be, because one day you return and set in motion the final things to deal with sin forever and ever and ever, because you redeem all things back to yourself. And at that point, we never see death again. We never experience the pains of the life we walk now. But face to face, we see you. Use your word to bring this great certainty of faith and give us hope this morning. In Christ's name, amen.